It's 68 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR, 92.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Donna Gennaro, the founder and executive director of Unlocking Silent Histories, an organization that provides Indigenous youth the opportunity to express their perspective through filmmaking. Thank you so much for joining us today, Donna.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this organization is so interesting. It's really a simple concept in a way, storytelling through film with Indigenous cultures and working specifically with the youth. Tell us about the actual work of that this organization does.
We actually have two goals. We ask students to look at the ways that they are represented in media and think about what it is in their worlds that they would like to investigate and express through their own lenses. So we use this process called video ethnography, where kids do an investigation of a topic that they're interested in, ask questions to members of their community, listen to what's happening in those interviews, and then find the emerging story and create a short documentary about that.
Now, I've actually viewed one of the films that was produced through your organization, and it was what's called a level one, or there is a way to go to a level two. But let's talk about this level one little documentary piece that I saw made by, it was created by a girl, a young girl named
Ana
Maria
Morales.
Hers was called Respect. And it goes through, she has voices of elderly people, I think almost entirely. It might be all elderly folks from her community. And it seems that she has a Mayan tradition in her culture. Mm-hmm. And but she talks about how things have changed, mm-hmm. how things are changing. And how does something like that get made? Like, how does that happen?
So we sit down with the youth at first, and we just talk about what they care about in their communities and what they recognize or what they're concerned about. So they could do something that they want to know why or what is being lost, or they could do something that they just want to share with the world. And so I think with Ana, it was a combination of both. So she really does value this idea of respect and watches in her community how people will meet in the street, and if a little girl meets an elderly woman, they will kneel down and kiss their hands. And so this is an important custom and tradition, but Ana has also, she's about 13 years old when she created this, and she notices that it's disappearing, that she doesn't see as much respect happening in the schools and in the streets. And so she felt like she wanted to ask her community, you know, what is the history of this tradition? And how do we keep this tradition alive? Because she thinks it's very important for her community.
I thought it was interesting because, first of all, she brought up in her own voice the idea of the superiority of youth, which is something that we've long accepted mm-hmm. here in the United States, you know, just the superiority of youth, whereas it is a new idea mm-hmm. in her culture, and I think a new idea in a lot of cultures. And then she also was talking about how education and technology have increased, she and some of the elderly people she interviewed, and how traditional respect has decreased. And of course, these are things we hear about, but it's so interesting to see this 13-year-old girl doing that kind of thing. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's a tension also, because in our work, it's really about empowering youth to create this pathway for being the agents of grabbing their cultures and documenting them and sharing them with the world. And so we're actually putting youth in a power position, which might be a little bit of a tension in the community where they're supposed to be, you know, thinking of their elders as the ones who will lead them. But the interesting thing that's happening is that they're using this technology to reconnect with their elders and ask them about these stories and about these traditions that are not as talked about as these, you know, sort of Western values come and infiltrate their communities.
What are some other interesting topics that you have seen these youth make thumbs about?
You know, I mean, this is also, I think, a tension for me. Is the interesting ones for me are the sort of romanticization of what we look at in Mayan culture. So I love the ones about the temescals and ceremonies and the weaving, because they tell about what the significance of the colors is and the different shapes and the symbols. And so for me, that's really interesting. But it's also been interesting just to watch students talk about topics like success and what does that mean to be successful, and have them reflect on this tension between success as a Western ideal or as a communal resilience that happens within their communities.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Donna DeGennaro, and she is from the organization Unlocking Silent Histories. If you want to see these films that we're talking about, that these youth make, Indigenous youth are making, you can go to unlockingsilenthistories.org and actually watch them right there on the website. Donna, I know that you are actually having this work going to the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was in a conference and can tend to be a little passionate about my work, and met up with a woman who is the cultural programs director of the Smithsonian. And as we began to talk, she got more and more excited about what we were doing, the process of what we're doing, as well as the films, and shared the films with their media director. And they decided to have a Maya cultural event that would be able to incorporate the work of Unlocking Silent Histories. And so three of our youth who have been with us since the beginning will travel to the United States to talk about their films, the work that they're now doing with youth in the field, because they are teaching new groups of students, and how they've been part of shaping Unlocking Silent Histories.
When is this happening in Washington, D.C.?
It is, we start in New York, actually. So mm-hmm. September 9th through the 12th is in New York City. And then the 15th through the 18th will be in D.C.
And will Wilmington see any of this?
I hope to bring them here. We're working with UNCW on that because I'm also a professor there.
So. Right. Well, you need to come back and see us and talk about that if we're able to have it right here in Wilmington. Okay. What do you teach at UNCW?
I'm in educational leadership, so I teach classes in social justice and qualitative research.
Donna DeGennaro, thank you so much for joining us and talking about Unlocking Silent Histories. Hey, what an interesting thing. And we'll have that website up on our website. It's 1206.